Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome! And make sure you hit the subscribe button on whatever podcasting platform you are on. What we do is we turn your ideas into awesome adventures. And today's story comes from two of our friends, Ava and Lucas. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Are you ready for this adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, Ava and Lucas woke up and were so hungry for breakfast, they came running to the kitchen. But what was that? They ran past a whole bunch of really big bags. Mom, Dad, what's going on? All right, Ava and Lucas, it's time to go. Go where? Lucas said. We are going on a surprise trip. Guess what? We've already packed the bags. Everything is ready to go. You have 5 minutes to eat your breakfast, put your shoes on, and then we gotta get in the car and go, go, go. We're running out of time. Ava and Lucas couldn't believe it. They loved going on surprise trips, and it had been a long time since they'd done this, so they were so excited. They hurry and ate all their breakfast because they were very hungry, but they really wanted to get out the door. And so they finished their breakfast, put on their shoes, jumped in the car, and away we went. They were headed to the airport, and they kept asking, "Where are we going? Please tell us, please tell us," Ava said. But it was still going to be a surprise. They were not going to spill the secret. And so when they got to the airport, they had to go through baggage security. Have you ever done that before? Have you guys ever been on an airplane before? Yeah, it's really fun. You go to a big airport with a lot of people, and today you need to wear a mask on your face, and that keeps you healthy and safe, and it keeps other people healthy and safe. And so while you're going through security, they have to take a picture of your bags. So you put your bags and maybe your shoes on this really cool belt, and it goes, and then it takes pictures of what's in your bag. They just want to make sure everyone is following all the rules and not sneaking any naughty things in their bags. And so when you get through security, you follow your parents all the way to where your airplane is waiting. Usually there's a gate, like maybe gate B12. And so you have to find a letter like B and go all the way down to number 12. Yeah. And when you get there, then you have to hold on to your ticket and wait until your seats are called to come up. And then you get on the airplane, show your tickets, and then you sit down in your seat and put your seat belts on. And then the airplane gets ready to take off. Airplanes are very safe, so don't worry. They can be kind of noisy because there's some big engines that have to lift the airplane off the ground, which is so cool. It's like magic. And so when the airplane is taking off, it goes really fast and is a little noisy, but don't worry. Like I said, they're very safe. Ava and Lucas were so excited to fly because they loved that part. And so as they were flying, they looked down and saw, oh, we're flying over the ocean. Where in the world could we be going? You see, when you're flying over the ocean, you fly over really beautiful blue water that goes on for a very long time. As they were flying, they had all kinds of imaginations of where they could be going. And then Lucas fell asleep. He always loved to fall asleep on airplanes. And Ava kept looking out the window the whole time, waiting for a clue to figure out this mystery. when all of a sudden, there are some, I see islands. Look at that. Ooh, that's a clue. She didn't know of many places that were made of islands, but she only knew one. Maybe it's, I don't know. Oh, wait, the plane is going lower. Look at that. I think we're gonna land on those islands. They look so amazing and really familiar. What's that place called? She couldn't remember, but as the plane landed, their parents said, "Guess what, Ava and Lucas?" As Lucas woke up from his nap. "Oh, are we there? Are we there?" Lucas said. "Yes, we're here. We are in Hawaii." "No way!" Hawaii was one of their favorite places in the whole wide world to visit. And they couldn't believe that their parents had surprised them. This was the best surprise ever! And so as they got off the airplane and found their bags at the baggage claim, they got into their car and drove to their hotel. They couldn't wait to get to the beach. The beach was Ava and Lucas's, one of their favorite things to do in the whole world. Do you guys like going to the beach? Yeah, me too. It's so fun to build sandcastles and look for seashells or watch the crabs run on the beach or the fish swim in the water. There are so many things to do at the beach and they could not wait to do all of them. When they finally got all their swim stuff ready and their beach gear, they ran as fast as they could as a family to the beach. One of their favorite things to do on the beach, which I hadn't told you about yet, is look for starfish. Do you guys know what starfish or sea stars are? Yeah, they're these funny little sea creatures. They're very slow and very fragile, so let's leave them alone. But they come in all kinds of different colors, and they have little feet and arms, and they're so cool. Well, they like to find them and take pictures of them. While they were looking around for starfish, the waves were starting to get bigger and bigger, when all of a sudden, a giant wave crashed into Ava. Where did she go? They were looking everywhere, everywhere, and Lucas was looking everywhere when all of a sudden, oh, there she is. She stood back up. She said, "Hey guys, sorry, I'm over here. I'm okay. I'm okay." "Ava? What in the world happened to you?" She said, "What? I'm fine. I'm totally fine." Lucas's mouth was hanging wide open. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. He said, "Ava, look at your legs. Your legs are gone." Ava looked down. Ah! Her legs were gone. She had turned into a mermaid! Dun, dun, dun! This story will be continued tomorrow, so make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear what happens next.